Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, one of the things that we try to teach children, you know, babies, of course, when they're growing up, and children as they grow, you know, from a very early age, and throughout their life as you're raising them up, is that we try to share and teach them that it's okay. It's okay to share, and it is good to give. I mean, it's okay. It really, really is. And, you know, small children, if you haven't noticed, you know, I have some older children and I have some younger children. My daughter's 3 years old. But small children love to say that word, mine. Oh, you do too, don't you?
You know this one.
I know that one.
Mine. Mine. All mine. 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 And everything is mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, if one of my children, older boys, try to, you know, sit next to me or crawl in my lap and, you know, I'm just hugging on them, she'll come over and say, "Me too, Daddy, me too." Or, you know, I'll ask that one, you know, just anything. She'll just come over there and just, she'll inject herself into the conversation. Mm-hmm. She'll wedge herself in between my wife and, you know, sitting in between us. She'll wedge herself and she wants you to know that it's me too, mine. Mm-hmm. And so you're teaching her and other, you know, young children and babies, and as they grow, that no, hey, listen, you got to share. Everything can't be yours, and you got to learn to give. It's okay. It really is okay to give to somebody else. And I see a lot of parents today that they don't want to see their children be without lack. I mean, they don't want to see their children give sometimes to somebody else, and they have nothing or you know, suffer a period of time, if you will, if we can even use that word, suffering. I try to use that word very limited in my own life, you know, after I look at the big scheme of life of those who have really suffered. I embarrass myself if I try to use the word suffer in terms of my life, to be honest with you, but they don't want to see their children without, mm-hmm. and so they just let them collect more and more and more and more stuff and things, and after a while, you start realizing that maybe some of these children, when they grow up as adults, they maintain the same type of mentality and attitude towards stuff and things that, you know, in life you can really fall into two camps. You can either be a giver or you can be a taker. But it's really hard to be both. It's hard mm-hmm. to be both a giver and a taker at the same time. You're either one that gives or you're one that's always taking, always receiving, and always holding on to. And one of the greatest ways that we can, you know, emulate God, one of the ways that we can follow his example, right, is to do what God did. I mean, you think about God, Father God, right from the beginning, right from the beginning. And it's important because I don't think that we really share enough about this, and I don't hear too much about this myself. But, you know, we really need to talk about, I believe, just, you know, God from the very onset, right? I mean, he gave. I mean, he teaches us right from the beginning the right, proper way to give. Because he gave us his very best, his only son, never to be replaced, not to be duplicated. You know, his one and only precious son, he gave to us. That's amazing. God gave us his best. Just to think about that and pause on that for a minute. That's what he did. And then in turn, his son gave his life. Mm-hmm. His only life, right? He gave himself for us. But then in turn, what are we supposed to do in response to that? We're supposed to give too. Mm-hmm. And what do we give? We give our lives, we give our hearts to God. We give it. There's a pattern that's been set up here. There is a you know, an example that's been set by God, the Father, God the Son, and now us that we can respond to that giving by ourselves giving of our hearts to the Lord. And when we truly give our heart, when we truly, truly 100% give our hearts to God, that really begins to open the doorway, if you will. It begins to empower us to give in so many other ways and to be able to explore the possibilities of living a lifestyle of one that transforms from a taker to one that really transforms as a person is going to be a giver. I mean, Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I know some people, when they have read that before, they're like, really? It really is. I mean, after a while, you start to think, I mean, do you really need all of these things? I mean, they have a program called Hoarders and, you know, stuff like that. And people just hoard stuff just to hoard stuff. I mean, You look at, we have most of our junk in America. Think about this. Most of our junk in America live in better conditions than some of the poorest people in the world. I forget how much the square footage was, but there's enough square footage, air conditioned for junk. I mean, I think it's, I don't know how many times as large as the city of Manhattan.
Wow.
When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the power in giving and how we were destined to be givers. We're talking about the power of giving and living a lifestyle of being a giver. I mean, you either can be a taker or you can be a giver. But God wants us to be a giver and to follow his example by being one who decides to give. And not just, you know, occasionally, and not to be a tipper. The difference between a tipper and a giver. You know what I mean? A tipper is, you know, you just kind of tip God and just give, you know, what's loose in your pocket. In terms of, you know, doing something for the Lord. I'm talking about being a giver and having a lifestyle that revolves around that. I mean, Jesus has said himself that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I think he would know. I mean, he paid the ultimate price. He gave the greatest thing that you can give, not just a life, but a spotless life. I mean, yeah, people have died before and given themselves to a cause, but, it's the life that was given. I mean, this was
a pure life.
Right. This was a life without sin. And you can see the harvest that he's reaping today. You can see the harvest that Jesus is still reaping today. But, you know, the enemy of you know, being a giver, what comes to attack that is, you know, selfishness and fear. Mm-hmm. It's really two things, selfishness and fear. Right. Because selfishness really has to do, it's all about you. It's all about me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, selfishness is all about me. So it's always focused on a me-centered instead of God-centered or other-centered. I mean, you know, loving God, loving others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Greatest commandment.
Right.
Right? To love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. It says as yourself, not love yourself. Love your neighbor as, I thought God said love yourself. Love, no. Love your neighbor. Your neighbor.
You know, like you do yourself.
And you love yourself a lot. You know, as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus is on God, loving God, and the focus is on loving others. And so we give. We give, we share, we say, look, you can have it all, because it's not about us. And the other thing that attacks giving is fear. Because fear has to do with not trusting that God is the one that can supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Fear will cause you to hold back and to hoard and to keep even things and stuff that you hadn't used for years. Mm. I mean, you ever been to a place and opened up a closet and you're just like,
You're keeping that?
For real? I mean, like, well, you never know. We may go to Antarctica one day and I may need these, you know, snowshoes, you know, you know, for tracking in the, Do you really need those? Or do you need five coats? Do you, well, you know, one to match with each shoe.
Each
or,
day of the week, you know.
Yeah. did you need this and do you need that? And you realize that a lot of that hoarding and packing, it's not for preparing for a worse day to come. It really is not. Some people say, well, I'm just, you know, getting prepared, you know. Well, there's one thing about being cautious and being prepared, but there's another thing, you know, it has to do another thing when you're just stacking and storing things just for the sake of stacking and storing for things that you're never going to use, you know, and you're never going to put any kind of use in. Maybe, just maybe, a good rule of thumb is that if you have something in your house
mm-hmm.
that you haven't used in a year,
right?
Maybe that be the thing that you could give probably to someone who needs it. I think about the book of Acts. I mean, they brought everything to the apostles' feet, and so that there was just equality amongst them, and that, you know, there wasn't anyone amongst their fellowship that had lack when someone had an abundance, and so that everybody could be taken care of. I mean, if God gives us everything anyway, then, you know, God gets it to us so he can get it through us, and he just wants us to do the right thing with it. He's just not getting things in our hands so that we can say, oh, thank you, God, I'll just throw this on the other mountain of stuff that I have. Mm-hmm. Let me just throw, servants, can you carry that over there? And, you know, right. No, it's not for that. It's so that maybe God is entrusting you to see, what is my son going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's my daughter going to do with that? I know they got six of those. I know they got six. You know,
right.
Are they going to go line them up on a shelf, or is it, they're actually going to look for someone to bless? Are they going to allow the currency to flow, and are they going to give that?
Good.
And I think what God's encouraging us right now, especially in this hour, is just like, listen, you know, you can be a taker or a giver, but you can't be both. I want you to listen to a testimony by Robert Morris. He's being interviewed by James Robinson on Life Today, and he shares about the process that God took him through. He's a minister, and God really taught him how to be a giver, and he says he teaches on giving all the time, but you'll be surprised what he means by that. It's not always monetary, but I want you to listen to his testimony and be encouraged.
When we started giving, and God just kept, we just wanted to give more. And we even got to the place where we gave our home away. We gave everything we had away. And what we saw through that was the blessing in our marriage. What happened was it changed my heart tremendously from being a selfish and really a controlling person, trying to control Debbie, control everything around me, to letting God be completely in control. And when we saw that, when we saw what it did in our marriage, that's when I thought, I'm going to start preaching this. I'm going to start teaching it. And I saw it everywhere in Scripture. And I still see it everywhere in Scripture. The reason we're here today is because we gave our lives to Jesus. The reason we're here today is because Jesus gave his life for us. I mean, giving is not simply about giving money. It is an action and attitude of the heart. And when we learn to give, it changes your marriage, it changes your relationships, it changes your health. We have a lot of health problems because we worry about finances. There's stress on us. But when we give, we're putting God first. I was asked a while back for a magazine thing. The guy said, how often do you preach on giving? And I said, every week. And he said, what? And I said, well, I think what you're asking me is how often do I preach on giving money? And that's about every 2 to 3 years. But if you ask me how often I preach on giving, it's every week. Because giving is a lifestyle of our heart, to give to God, to give to our spouse, to give to those around us. And when I saw the fruit of what it did in us, that's when I wanted to share with everyone what God does through giving.
How powerful is that? How powerful is that? Listen, giving is just an attitude of the heart. It's not about, you know, monetary and stuff and things. It's about, where is your heart? Where is your heart in terms of the things of God? I want to encourage you to look inwardly, evaluate yourself, and just find out, you know, am I a taker? Have I been taking more than I've been giving? And then decide, listen, if you have been, decide to make that choice and say, Lord, I want to enjoy the grace of giving. I want you to empower me. I ask you to empower me so that I can share in that joy, and that I can be one that refreshes others and see how you will in turn refresh me. Imagine that. You refresh others, God refreshes you. Mm-hmm. You refresh others, God refreshes you.
Cool?
There's a cycle here going on. Mm-hmm. You know, you can almost hear in someone's mind saying, if I give that thing, you know what's going to happen. As soon as I give it away, what's going to happen? I'm going to need it. No worries. Let me talk you off of that ledge. Wait a minute. No worries. Come on. Hold on. This is what happens. If you give something, right? Mm-hmm. Not even if you have two of them, it could be your only one. If you give it and then you need it, I'll tell you what you can do. You can actually talk to God. And you can say, God, can you bless me with one of those things that I need right now in this season in my life? Can you bless me with that? And I'll tell you, God desires to do that for you. God doesn't have no problem. Listen, if you hold, God wants to put something in your hand, right? But if you close your hand up like a fist, then that's all he can give you is what inside your hand. That's it. That's all you'll have all your life. But if you keep your hand wide open, extended to God, and he could put something in your hand, and that thing that he puts in your hand, if he can take it out of your hand, that means that he can put something else right back in it. But if your hand is closed, you'll never, ever, ever get anything more than what you have clenched in your fist.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage you, loosen up that hand. Loosen up that hand, extend your arms wide open, and say, God, you have blessed me, you've blessed my family, with every single thing that we actually have and own and possess. Lord, I want to acknowledge before you that this stuff's not even mine to begin with. It all belongs to you, all 100% of it. And all I am is just a good manager and a good steward of what it is that you've entrusted in my life. Help me, God, to manage this according to your will. If you want me to give it, God, I'll give it. If you want me to keep it, I'll keep it. If you want me to sow this into the kingdom, I will. But Lord, help me to walk this thing out. And I'm telling you that once you transfer the ownership of all of your stuff to God in your heart, because he really owns it anyway, but once you transfer it all in your heart, all to God, he will not only direct you and tell you what to do with it, to give it or to keep it, but he will take full responsibility for it. You know what I'm saying? He'll watch over it for you. That's who God is. He desires to bless you, but it's not so that you can just keep more things and stuff. It's so that he can use you as a blessing, and you can give and sow into the things of God and to help those who are in need.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.